Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. This is the newest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. My name is Christian Osero, joined, as always, by my guy, Jay Binkley. This is a little bit over a week after the Chiefs got smacked around in the Super Bowl by the Eagles.
Yeah, some glaring holes there. There's an important draft for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Very, very important draft.
We
knew it was going to be anyways, but definitely after the showing that they had.
Well,
some very glaring holes
there is,
that they have.
There is, and there's decisions to make. You're going to franchise or not, because you franchise Trey Smith, it's like $25 million a year.
Right.
And then Nick Bolton's a free agent. I don't think they're going to franchise anybody. I think everybody walks. But
me too.
That means you have to replace people. And now people are talking about, are you going to draft a left tackle? And I'm sitting there going, no, 31, no. You're not.
No. We're going to spoil this right now
not
for
at
y'all.
31.
It ain't happening at 31.
Wow.
I'll be honest, I don't even think trading up to take a left tackle makes any sense. This year.
I see national writers putting, left tackle. They have first of all, the chances of them still being a left tackle are slim and none.
Right.
By the time they get to the season,
yeah,
they're probably going to be a guard or right tackle. That seems happens when
the top three guys in this class are. There's been talk that all three, the top three I'm talking about, Will Campbell, LSU, Kelvin Banks from Texas, and Armon Membo from Mizzou. All three of those guys, there's talk right now that they're going to have to move into guard. If the top three tackles in your draft class might be a tackle,
well, Kelvin
this
Banks,
ain't a good draft.
The chances Kevin Banks probably and Will Campbell will be a tackle.
He probably has the highest chances of staying a tackle.
But Membo is pretty certain to be a guard.
Yeah. Yeah, Membo's a guy that I've heard probably after Will Campbell, the strongest is going to have to.
Well, he was a right tackle in Mizzou.
He was a right tackle. So he wouldn't even fit with the Chiefs.
No, he wouldn't. But when people say that, they're going to have to trade for one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Trade for one, or they're going to have to. Or they're going to have to sign one in free agency.
You're going to have to do that. That's it. That's just something they're going to have to do. But it makes it interesting for the Chiefs. And as far as the draft, you saw kind of, hey, props to the Eagles, man. Those draft classes, they hit on them, man.
We talked about it pretty extensively.
Cooper DeJean scores from them. I mean,
2 years ago. Remember, you talked about
Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter.
I said these people passing on the kid.
Bijan Robinson over Jalen Carter.
I laugh. I said, listen, you're passing on the next Aaron Donald / Chris Jones. He was supposed to be the number one guy in the draft going number one overall.
Yes.
But then, Chris, it was what? Character concerns.
Exactly.
The ugly words.
Exactly what we talk about.
But as we said then, this kid's got no issues, man. He made a mistake. He didn't, allegedly, I don't even really know what he did. He wasn't charged with anything, but he's kept his nose clean and he's been fine. And I told people that, I said, man, you may pass on character concerns right now, but you're going to regret when this Aaron Donald cat's sitting there and you could have had.
We talked about it extent. That's the reason why we praised the Eagles for their last two drafts.
Yes.
Getting Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean in the same draft class.
Ridiculous secondary.
Ridiculous.
Look, number one against the pass in the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean, they're good, man. I mean, they hit on the draft. That's how you win. That's how the Chiefs won. back to back. They hit on the draft. They did things in the draft. They're going to have to do it going forward. And again, you know, the after Super Bowl 57, Brett Veach holds up the trophy. Lombardi goes, this is what a rebuild looks like. He's holding up the trophy. You know what I'm saying? So that was all good for Veach. But yeah, well, it's coming up February 27th. What's the date today? It's like the 17th or something?
It's February 17th.
So we have about 10 days to the combine?
Yeah. So we'll, like I said, we will go deeper into the combine over the next couple weeks or so. I'm really excited about that. To me, that part really... I'm incredibly excited about looking at some of these guys working out, running, things like that.
But I haven't seen, I think 329 guys got invited to the combine.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen yet the who's not throwing, because it's going to happen. Maybe Shador's like, man, and I don't know what he's going to do.
I don't think Shador's going to throw. He didn't throw at the Shrine Bowl. I don't think Shador's going to throw it. I don't think Cam Ward's going to throw.
But if he throws, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Travis Hunter. It's going to be at a pro day. Because he will throw at some point. It will probably be a pro day at Colorado. And with Cam Ward, he'll probably be throwing to Restrepo and Arroyo at the Miami pro day.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see either of those. The only quarterback, any quarterback that isn't a first-round pick, like a Jackson Dart, like a Jalen Milroe, I do think they're going to throw.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the two guys that we've pegged as first-round guys, Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, I don't think either of
those. And how many quarterbacks ran last year? Like two?
Sam Hartman was the only one.
It was one. Sam Hartman was the only one. Sam Hartman was the only one.
It was weird watching the quarterback section, and it was just Sam Hartman.
Well, guys, cherry pick now, whether you do vertical or broad. It's only what you're good at. Yeah. It's only what you're good at, man. Yeah.
So as we promised a couple weeks ago, we were going to do on the next episode a mock draft. We're going to do our NFL mock draft 1.0. We're going to do one for the entire first round of the draft, so 1 through 32, obviously, and we're not going to do any trades right now. Now, I personally believe that we will see at least a couple of trades happen on draft day.
Oh, we will. 100% we will.
Like, reportedly, as I brought this up a few weeks ago, Titans are reportedly shopping around that first overall pick. I think... Like, the teams that they were talking to reportedly, I think, were the Browns and the Raiders.
Which is kind of an indictment on the quarterback situation, because they need one.
The top 10.
Will Epps ain't it.
Of the top 10 teams right now picking in the first round. I mean, you got the Titans, you got the Browns, you got the Giants. All three of those need a quarterback. The Raiders need a quarterback. The Jets need a quarterback.
Like, I don't know what the Titans Saints are going to do. Are they going to try to get a journeyman quarterback in exchange for a trade? They might.
And this is
really, I doubt they go to games with Will Levis.
Yeah. So this is the reason why I talked about
who we called out a couple years ago.
So, like, there's six teams right now in the top 10 that need a quarterback. But there's only two first-round worthy quarterbacks in this draft class. So, you know, as I brought up a few weeks ago, I think that we're going to kind of see a 1995 type situation, yep, where a bunch of teams go out and sign backups to pretty decent deals, because you need a quarterback, you need competent quarterback play, and you're not going to get it in the draft.
It's kind of like the whole thing with Penix last year. You know, I've had a problem with Atlanta because they got Bijan when they already hit Tyler Allgeier.
Right, right.
And which is fine. He was good. But, you know, against the Chiefs, only had 2 yards of carry. So that's what you got with Bijan. But Penix, the fact that they drafted him top 10 when they probably looked at these quarterback classes, if they looked at him and said, we better get him now.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Advanced scouting.
But they realized, you know what? I understand they just gave Kirk Cousins the bag, but here's a chance to get Michael Penix. And they felt he was better than these quarterbacks in this draft this year. And they didn't probably expect to be drafting low last year.
No.
As a team that thought they were going to be much better than what they actually were. But seeing the quarterbacks, and it's also Sam Darnold. You're going to see him get a lot of money, and he shouldn't.
Darnold is going to get paid a lot of money.
And he shouldn't.
He should.
He's going to, because this quarterback starved league.
Russ is probably going to get a decent sized contract.
Yeah. And they shouldn't.
No.
Like Dak getting that money. Like, they shouldn't, but because it's a quarterback starved league and the draft isn't really pumping them out this year, when you got Jackson Dart starting to get talked about being a first rounder, right? You got some issues. And I like Jackson Dart, but come on.
And this is the reason why I think Aaron Rodgers is probably going to get a decent deal for a couple of years. Because somebody's going to be desperate enough to sign him because they don't want to. There's no quarterbacks to
draft. To be honest with you, I'd rather have him than Sam Darnold, but just because you're talking about a four-time MVP.
I want to say that, but the problems that come with him, I can understand a team passing.
Like, I'm all right with the McAfee interviews or whatever. Whatever. Just get back to your MVP form.
I don't know if he's ever going to get back to that. So
I'm just saying he's more accomplished than those other cats.
Yeah, so let's start this first-round mock. I get first overall pick. Next time we do a first-round mock, you'll get first overall pick. So, again, right now, no trades. 1 through 32, starting with the Tennessee Titans. We're doing this on PFF, by the way.
Okay, so. But obviously this would be maybe a little bit different because they're obviously going to trade it. If you think that whoever would be trading them would draft Shedeur Sanders instead of Abdul Carter, unless you think they're going to stay and get Abdul Carter, I mean, I don't know which direction we want to go, but clearly if you make a decision by saying, you know, like a Shedeur Sanders, that's probably what they're going to do.
Yeah, so.
Or it's probably someone's going to do.
Right. I think I'm of the belief that the Raiders will probably be the one because Tom Brady seems to be pretty aggressive about trying to win now. I mean, he signed old-ass Pete Carroll to be his
72 years old, baby.
Come on. To be his head coach. So I think he's like, I'm going to win now. And if they don't go and get Russell Wilson or Sam Darnold in free agency, which I think is very possible, then I think that Shedeur Sanders is going to be their guy because it just seems like their kind of pick.
And he wants to go there.
And he does want to go there, yeah. So, again, no trades right now. So we're going to start with the Tennessee Titans first overall. You know, to me, this one, the easy one is Travis Hunter here, who is going to be working out as a DB at the Combine, which I'm very surprised by. I think you're a little surprised by that.
He had to pick one.
But I think maybe it might be a situation where he's pretty assured at receiver, but people want to see him at DB.
And I think there's some
people that I think there are some doubts about him as a DB, but I think people are a lot more sure about him as a receiver.
I could see him more as a starting DB and playing some receiver rather than being a full-time receiver and playing some defensive
back. I think it's very possible.
I think it'd be harder to make that transition than to be a full-time DB and playing a little wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think it's much easier than being a full-time receiver than going over there and playing DB.
Yeah, I just think he should play receiver. That's my personal opinion.
I'm 100% with you.
I think he should just play receiver.
I think guy's unbelievable talent.
Me too.
I think he's the best player in the draft, to be quite honest with you.
Me too. But if I'm looking at this scenario and I'm the Titans, my big question is, okay, who fits what we need the most and helps us be better in the long term? And if he's going to be a corner, I don't know if corner is as valuable as something like edge rusher. So when I look at edge rusher, I see Abdul Carter sitting there, number one overall pick there. No, we're not doing any trades. Abdul Carter, to me, is the guy that is at a much bigger impact position. So I'm going to go with Abdul Carter here for the Tennessee
Titans. I can totally see
that
being what
happens. I think even if they trade back, as long as they don't trade back too far, because I don't think they'll get him at six, but let's say they trade with the Browns or the Giants, I could see him going there. So Browns are on the clock now at number two overall.
And let's face it, it's going to have to be quarterback. It just is. I mean, Deshaun.
Reportedly, the Browns are interested in signing Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins from the Falcons.
I get that, but so I don't like
that.
You know what,
take
though?
That into account.
But you know what, though? Kirk Cousins would be fine to groom a quarterback behind him.
Yeah.
100%. Like, Kirk would be good with that, I think. I think he's gotten that point.
I don't know if he would be good with that because he just had that situation happen in Atlanta and he wasn't good with it.
But I know, but at this point, this is going to be his options. You know what I'm saying? At this point, this is going to be his options. So I'm going to go quarterback again. I'm going to go Cam Ward here. I'm going to go Cam Ward because I personally like him as the best quarterback. I like Shedeur Sanders a lot, too.
I like him as the best quarterback.
But I don't see Shedeur in Cleveland. I could see him more with the Giants.
I'm going to take Shedeur here with the third overall pick of the Giants, but the only issue I have with that is I kind of worry about, like, it's going to be a lot more pressure playing in New York. And the thing is that's Deion's kid. And you already know people were already looking to criticize Deion in general anyway.
And by the way, Shiloh's not going to the combine.
Why? Because he's not going to get
I'll say this about
he's
Shiloh.
He's playing in the spring next
the
year.
The dude is a hitter. I will say
he's
that about
hitter,
Shiloh.
That's
Shiloh can hit.
That's the only thing he can do.
Shiloh can hit.
That's the only thing he can do, though. So I'm taking Cam Ward, but I'm not Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders here, but I am concerned.
Good choice.
About him playing in New York because, man, there's a lot of pressure playing there in general, and you are Deion's kid.
Yeah.
Deion did play for the Cowboys. I'm sure there's some hatred there, and I guarantee you, if there's any, I mean, you remember what happened with Eli early in his career.
Oh, yeah.
Like the minute you get someone like that who is you know, kind of in that great lineage of football like that, because he was obviously Peyton's little brother, Archie's son. There's a lot of pressure that comes with that.
Hey, speaking of that, did you see Peyton's kid throwing the ball?
Oh yeah, Arch. Marshall. Yeah,
yeah. He's a sixth grader.
Yeah, that dude can throw, man. He throw better than some of these quarterbacks in this draft.
Jamar Chase
class.
In the corner of the end zone.
Yeah. Dude, watch out! In a few years, Marshall might end up being what people think Arch is.
Man. He just dropped a dime to Chase.
Yeah, no, it looked good. So right now we got the Patriots on the clock at fourth overall.
I think it's pretty easy for me here.
Yeah. Yeah, this
it's
I know
the best offensive lineman I feel.
Offensive lineman here?
Yeah, I think Will
You're
Campbell.
You're going offensive lineman?
I'm going Will Campbell. What did you
Travis
think I was going to do?
Still on the board?
I think
you might be right.
Okay.
Or Ted or Owen McMillan. Like one of those two guys.
I'm gonna go Will Campbell. Build bulk up Campbell? That offensive line. Yeah.
Okay.
For Drake May.
So Will Campbell again.
If he was wide receiver and that was his primary, you look at a Drake May and looking at weapons. I'd go Travis
easy
Hunter.
Pick. Yeah, but him being a DB, yeah, I might be a little.
But the load up for Drake May, man, build that offensive line.
Yeah. No, you got to build around your quarterback, and you. Look, you spent a third overall pick on him. You had a lot of teams trying to trade up to get him. I know the Giants were trying to move up and get him. You got to.
But as I've said before, I do feel he's the best player in the draft.
Yeah. So we got the Jaguars on the clock. I think this one's pretty easy for me. I'm going to go with Mason Graham.
Defensive
tackle, Michigan. I think he's the best defensive player in this class overall, period. I think Abdul Carter is going to be a bigger impact player just because he's on the edge. But, like, man, Mason, you just watch his film at Michigan. He was so disruptive. I mean, him and Kenneth Grant were great, but he was better than Kenneth, especially as a pass rusher. And I think that's a team, like, offensively, you really like I really like what I saw from them from, like, a talent standpoint. Obviously, our guy, Brian Thomas Jr., killed it his rookie year. We were both very right about him.
You know what? It's kind of an indictment on Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
Because you had Jaden freaking Daniels. You had Malik Neighbors and Brian Thomas. Come on, man.
You weren't in the college football
player. Yeah. That offense was absolutely positively loaded.
People are going to look back, because I think all three of those guys are going to be great players in their careers overall.
Yeah.
And people are going to look back and like, how the hell did they not win?
Yeah, I know
they
did.
Because like, you look at that, like that's almost the kind of talent that like Joe Burrow had back in 2019 when they won
the
title.
Look at Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson was on the team. Thaddeus Moss.
Yeah, Clyde in there. Like, yeah. So I'm going to go Mason Graham here for the Jags at sixth overall. Fifth overall. So now we got the Raiders on the clock at sixth overall.
You know what? That might be a reach, though.
I don't think it's a reach.
Okay. All right. If you don't think it's a reach, I don't.
I'm gonna go
Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
Georgia edge linebacker. He's a guy that's probably gonna be more of a speed rusher at edge. So we're gonna go Jalen Walker.
Where do they have him? They have him pretty low.
Yeah, but they have him in the 40s. Again, this is PFF.
Yeah.
So if you like Jalen Walker here top 10, then we'll have Jalen Walker here.
You know what? I don't know. Hang on a second.
I already made the pick.
Okay.
I already made the pick.
All right. We'll stay with Jalen. Do I need to say it?
Yeah. It's Jalen Walker, linebacker from Georgia.
Okay.
At eight, sixth overall.
What do you mean? Me do it now?
Las Vegas Raiders.
okay. She already made it. Okay.
Yeah. So now we're at the seventh overall pick.
And that's over James Pierce, too, man.
Yes, that is over Pierce. Pierce's stock has fallen a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think there's good value there. At this point, I think Pierce could go wherever. So we got seventh overall. We got the Jets here. I think in this scenario, it would be tough for the Jets to pass up Travis Hunter. There are other needs they have, but I think it'd be very hard for them to pass up Travis Hunter.
100%.
You're just looking at the talent there, the fact that they could use him on offense too. Yeah, I think here, Travis Hunter, corner slash receiver from Colorado. So now we're eighth overall with the Carolina Panthers.
You know what? I like...
This is easy. This is easy. Slam dunk right here.
Really?
Yes, it's easy. Look at the top of the who's at the top of the available players.
You're going Teddero McMillan.
No, this is your pick.
I'm going Teddero McMillan. That's where I was going.
I was about to say, this is easy.
I was gonna debate for a second Michael Williams. No, I'm going Teddero McMillan. No, the best wide receiver in the class. I am curious about his 40 time, but you already know the size. 6'5"
As long as he doesn't run like a 4.6.
I started liking this cap from the beginning, but I'd put Teddero up with Bryce Young. Let's have a little fun.
I think he's the safest receiver in his class.
100%.
One of the safest receivers you can take in a long time. Probably since Drake London. I mean, you just look at the physicality for him. I mean, basically a 50-50 machine. Yeah, you got Bryce Young, who isn't the most accurate quarterback.
Yeah.
Get a guy
that you can easily better down the stretch.
Played a lot better, but still, like you can just throw it up, little consequences. Look at Baker Mayfield.
Teddero is the guy.
With the Bucs. So we're at ninth overall with the Saints. When I think about the Saints, I would have took Teddero at ninth overall if he were still there, because I do think receiver is a position they need to hit on. You know, when I kind of look at what we have sitting here now.
I think corner, too.
Corner is definitely a position they could look at. But I kind of think about like what's been the strength of their team, and defense has been the strength of their team, and they got a lot of aging guys. You know, you got Cam Jordan, who's doing more stuff with NFL Network now, and so when I look at it, I'm like, I see James Pierce Jr. sitting there, and I also see Mike Greene sitting there, and it's kind of tough because I love Mike Greene. I love him.
He's done.
He's so good, and I kind of feel like here you're going to go. I would much rather go upside here with Mike Greene than James Pierce Jr., who I think is the safer pick. But I think Mike Greene like has the ability to be like an all-pro caliber edge rusher. So I'm going to go Mike Greene, edge rusher out of Marshall here for the Saints.
Good pick.
So now we got the Bears, 10th overall on the clock. Some of the names you got like Ashton Jeanty, Will Johnson from corner from Michigan still.
God, you put Jeanty with the wide receiver talent they got there with Romo Dunze and Caleb Williams.
I don't know if running back though is there something they're gonna do first round.
I don't think so either. Kelvin Banks, that offensive lineman, they've got to do something with their offensive line.
They do.
They have to.
Their offensive line is not great.
I'm going to go Kelvin Banks here.
Kelvin Banks is the tackle out of Texas.
Texas.
Of the tackles that get first-round grades, to me, he's the one that probably is most likely to stay a tackle. Like, I think if you watch his film, you hear what people are saying about him, he's probably the guy that I think is the safest to stay at.
Well, Caleb ran for his life last year, they've got to get offensive line help.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that if you're going to take one, if you're going to take one of these guys to potentially be a starting left tackle.
I think Josh Simmons, too, at Ohio State would have been.
The thing that concerns me is didn't play that much because of the injury and didn't play like that before the injury.
Yep.
I mean, before this season, before he got hurt. Like, he played great before he got hurt in the season, but, like, he had never played that good before. So, it does kind of concern me. Like, what happens if he would have been down the stretch going against better edge rushers? Would he have still played as great as he did early in the season? So, that's my concern with Josh Simmons. But a lot of people do love his upside. And he also might, right behind Kelvin, might be the most likely tackle to stay a tackle. So now we're 11th with the San Francisco 49ers. And I think the 49ers lean. See, this is actually really interesting because there's a guy on there that I think really fits what they like. It's going to be younger. It's going to be cheaper than a guy that they have that they're looking to trade in Deebo Samuel. And I think one guy I've seen comp to Deebo is Luther Burden III,
man,
wide receiver out of Mizzou.
Yeah,
his stock has dropped.
It has. I mean, I think they're
concerned about his. Yeah. They got some real character concerns with him.
But I'm looking at offensive line with the Niners because Trent Williams. You know how much longer he's going to go.
The only issue though is what offensive lineman's really worth taking here? I mean, Josh Sim is the only guy you could kind of think of, but again, I'm not comfortable with that. So if I'm going to go with the safer, and you could, they also have Ricky Pearsall too.
Yep.
They did just pay Brandon Ayuk. So it does make it hard. You know what? I'm going to go Josh Simmons here.
Are you?
Tackle Ohio State.
I feel they'd go offensive line.
But I don't be shocked if they take Luther Burden.
No, no.
So we got 12th overall. We got the Cowboys. This is Genty.
100% Genty. Because last year we were screaming for the Cowboys to take a running back.
They didn't.
And this year they
let's have Rico Dowdle and Zeke.
Hey, they'll get the best running back in the draft at this point. It'll be this is an easy pick.
This is definitely a Jerry Jones pick right now. So we got a 13th overall. We got the Miami Dolphins on the clock. They would have loved to have Josh Simmons sitting there at 13th overall.
Mimbo remains strong for this one.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's a tackle. Mimbo was an option. They edge rusher has kind of been a problem for them. I know that like Jalen Phillips has been good when he's been healthy, but I think he's had two straight years with ACL tears. Man, that's tough. You know what?
You look at last year, the sack numbers.
They need some offensive line help bad.
Well, Miami had low sack numbers, 35 last year.
Right,
so.
But they age-wise, like you've got some aging guys. Like Tron Armstead's, like, was he 33 or something like that? Let's go Armon Mimbo here.
There you go. Good pick. I like him.
He can move inside the guard, and you get some youth infused on your offensive line, which is going to be important for them because they kind of need that because they're paying too a lot of money. He gets hit a lot. So, 14th overall, we got the Colts on the clock.
Man, Tyler Warren's still sitting there, man.
He is. He would actually fit here.
Yeah, Tyler Warren to the Colts makes too much sense. The guy is an absolute freak. He's 6'6", tight end. He can split out, do a lot of things. Hell, he even had him run quarterback for a while. But Tyler Warren, to me, goes to the Colts.
All right, so we got Tyler Warren going to Indianapolis. Now we have 15th overall. We've got the Atlanta Falcons on the clock. So an interesting one, I think. Burden, I think, would be an option here just because I think that you add a little bit more, a younger rookie contract weapon on your offense. But what was the biggest issue that they had last year? Their pass rush. They could not rush the passer. And you got James Pierce Jr. still sitting there. Again, this was at the beginning of the year, he was the top rated edge rusher in this class. He fell a little bit. Guys like Abdul Carter really stood out. And
I'd go Pierce here.
Mike Green killed it. I'm going to go James Pierce Jr. here from Tennessee, edge rusher for the Falcons. So Cardinals on the clock here at 16th overall, and this will be the halfway point of the first round.
Guards, tackles, offensive line. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. last year, so I feel like that's
I think they're going to receiver. They do need some O-line help. They definitely need some D-line help for sure. They did get Darius Robinson last year, but still their pass. Like he missed a lot of games.
Michael Williams might be a good choice here for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I like that pick.
I'm going to go Michael Williams, edge out of Georgia.
Michael, of the guys who were first-round grades as edge rushers, I think Michael would probably be the closest to a Spags guy because of his size. I mean, the only one, if you want to argue that like Shamar Stewart is a first-round pick, he also would be as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Michael, man, if the Chiefs, if he fell, like if he did a George Karloftis-like fall and he was sitting there at 31 – man, I think the Chiefs would love to have him. So now we got the Bengals on the clock at 17th overall in the first round. I mean, this one, the easy one to do is Luther Burden here. That's the easy pick.
It's a very Bengals-like pick, and you don't know what's going to happen to T. Higgins if you paired Luther Burden with Jamar Chase.
Reportedly, they're going to franchise him again.
Well, we'll see. But offensive line help is something the Bengals need. But saying that, defensive line too. I mean, they've got to shore up their defense.
They need some D-line help.
And linebacker Jermaine Pratt wants traded from him.
Right.
So he's not happy either.
It's kind of tough because they have a lot of needs on defense.
And to me,
they
got
to
pay Trey Hendrickson, too.
Yeah, they got to pay Trey Hendrickson or trade him or whatever. They haven't been the same on the interior of their line since DJ Reader left. I'm kind of thinking Walter Nolan here. Ole Miss defensive tackle. Real big body guy here.
I like Derek Harmon a lot.
You talk about Oregon. Guys 6'3", 305.
Yeah, I like Harmon a lot, too, out of Harmon, Oregon. Too,
but I think Harmon, I don't know if Harmon.
Could be later. I've seen him start to move up in a lot of charts. But
I've seen him anywhere from between late first to late second. Yeah. So I kind of feel like, I feel like Walter Nolan is.
Yeah, I mean, they need defense. We that was their problem last year.
So I'm going to go Walter Nolan here.
Scoring points was not a problem.
No, it was not. It was not. So 18th overall, we got the Seattle Seahawks on the clock. I mean, you're looking offensive line. You're looking edge. Maybe receiver here just because Tyler Lockett and his age and whatnot. And so you got a lot of corners still available, some safeties. Luther still on the board.
Yeah. Ibuka's still sitting there, too. He could pair him with Jackson Smith.
And the only issue, though, is like Ibuka's probably going to be a slot receiver in the league, and they moved JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, inside to the slot, and he killed it from there. So the question is, are you going to have two guys who are mainly slot guys on your team like that in the first round?
Gosh, they do need edge though.
And I think edge.
Shamar Stewart's, sitting Shamar there too. Stewart? Yeah, I mean, I think it might be a little bit too early for him.
I think this is about. But I think he could go in this round.
All right, I'll go Shamar Stewart.
Okay, Shamar Stewart, edge rusher out of Texas A&M. Another guy I think is a Spags guy. He's like 6'3", 285. He's huge. He's massive, but he can come off the edge with speed. He can go speed to power. Like I think Spags would love to have a guy like him sitting on the board. Yeah. So now we got the Bucks at 19th overall, and I can't believe this guy slid this far. This is an easy one for me. Will Johnson. Cornerback out of Michigan. I think he's the best corner in the draft right now. So I'm going to go Will Johnson here to the Bucks, shore up that defense and make it a little bit harder for teams to score.
Puts the Broncos here, man. You know,
Broncos 20th overall.
You know, listen, man, tight end, man. It would be Tyler Warren, but he's not there, so I'm going to go with the next best one. It's Colston Loveland. Now, I've seen mixed reviews as far as his blocking. Most people think he gets the job done. You can split him out wide. You can do a lot of things. It's a run-heavy offense that Colston Loveland was in Michigan. But I think when you get to a pass-oriented type situation, he'd be a good fit with Bo Nix. So I'm going to go Colston Loveland.
All right, Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan, going to the Broncos at 20th overall. So now we've got the Steelers on the clock at 21st overall. I think this is where we see Luther Burden come off the board.
100%.
They need some more help in their receiving core. I mean, really, right now, it's just George Pickens. Pickens, he's very, very up and down. He's a guy that, like, he's very feast or famine. Either he's terrible or he's great. He's amazing. And Burden got a little bit of issues, too. But Burden's a guy, I think, you can get the ball to quick and easy, kind of like what they were hoping Chase Claypool would be early in his career, kind of like what Juju was earlier in his career. Let's just get the ball to him quick. Deontay Johnson as well is another guy like that. I think Luther Burden is where they go here at 21st overall. So 22nd overall is the Los Angeles Chargers.
And here's the one thing with the Chargers. They really wanted to bulk up that wide receiver last year. That is something they definitely wanted to get. We saw Mike Williams leave. We saw Keenan Allen leave last year. To me, that was a position that they needed. I would go Matthew Golden here, I'm gonna go ahead and go Emeka here.
Emeka, okay.
I'm gonna have, you know what though, Harbaugh going to Ohio State.
He's done it before.
It's the way to go.
Okay, Emeka Egbuka.
Yeah, Emeka is going there. Okay. Yep.
Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver out of Ohio State. It might be tough for him, but I think that's the best pick for him.
I do too. You know what though? I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he cares. As long as you're good. I mean, he's got Joey Bosa on his team.
Yeah, he does. So he's got Ohio State.
He's got Joey Bosa on his team. I don't think he hates him that much. So then you get to 23rd overall. You got the Green Bay Packers on the clock. Green Bay traded away Rasul Douglas in the 23 season to the Bills, and they did get Xavier McKinney, but, you know, that's, you're talking about a guy you're paying a premium contract to. Not quite like top end, but still like a top end, like a good middle class contract too. You want to get younger. I think the defense is still going to be something they lean into. The Packers have traditionally over the years been heavy on defense anyways, early. Benjamin Morrison, corner out of Notre Dame.
Good one.
I think this is a good pick for them to be able to get younger and go get an impact guy in the secondary that can help you win in a league that's built around winning in the short game, guys coming up and tackling with their receiver, with their corners. I think he's a good picker. I think he's very underrated. So now we got the Vikings on the clock at 24th overall.
Oh, could there possibly be two running backs in the first round with the Marion Hampton?
I don't think so.
Kenneth Grant out of Michigan, defensive lineman. I think that makes a lot of sense for Minnesota. So I'm going to go ahead and go. I think he's the best defensive lineman still left. But yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go.
I'm going to go Kenneth Grant. I like Kenneth. He would be my favorite option for the Chiefs at 31 if he were there. I really, really love what he brings to the table.
Why'd you Derek Harmon? He's still available.
I like Harmon too. But I like Kenneth a little more than him. He's just a beast. Run game, you already know he's got that.
But that inside pass rush and everything Harmon can give you.
I think there's a lot of value there. Texans at 25th overall. This one's tough. You know what? I know a guy they're going to take. I know who they would take in this scenario. Guy who I think is the best interior lineman in this class that isn't going to be a tackle convert. Well, actually, he is a tackle convert, I guess. Gray Zabel, the tackle at North Dakota State. He was so good at the Senior Bowl. He locked it down as a guard. He played a little center, too.
North Dakota State guys, can't go wrong with those guys.
Yeah, Gray Zabel, to me, I think this is one of those guys you watch and you're like,
sure.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's going to be in the league for a minute. So I'm going to go Gray Zabel here for their interior, their offensive line is absolute trash. So I think this is the best available pick for them. So you've got the Rams available at 26, on the clock at 26. Still got Malachi Starks. You've got Jack Sawyer, Matthew Golden, Amarian Hampton, Nick Scorton, Tyreek Williams.
Yeah, I mean, tight end position they need, but I don't like. I love Gunnar Helm, but I would definitely the second round. Offensive line, not wild about him sitting there. Corner, I could see, though.
Yeah, I could definitely
corner. I could see them going and even before safety, probably with Malachi. I could see him going.
I think either of those positions they could go.
You know what? No one's taken Jahdae yet, have they? No. Jahdae Barron
is still on the clock.
Let's go Jahdae.
Jahdae Barron. Sitting there, 26, goes to the Rams. So now we got the Ravens on the clock at 27.
Yeah, I like Jahdae a lot. So.
I like him a lot. Yeah. I like him too. So at 27, this one's interesting because, like, I think Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas, would be a really good fit for what they like. I don't think Golden's a down-the-field guy. I think he's short, catch and run type of guy. Screens, you know, quick hitters over the middle of the field type of guy. You know, probably going to be like very effective, I think, in like RPO situations.
It'd be good pairing him with Bateman and Zay Flowers.
Right. I don't think they're going to pay Bateman here. I think Bateman's going into his last year with them or second to last year?
Yeah, but Zay Flowers isn't going anywhere. So you'd be pairing Golden with Zay Flowers.
Yeah, so yeah, and like, was it Mark Andrews certainly didn't look that good for like most of the season last year?
Yeah.
So I think if you're the Ravens,
he had a few drops, so I don't know where his mind's at right now.
Great. Yeah. So I think you want to keep supplying your quarterback that you just paid a bunch of money to with cheap weapons. And I think Matthew Golden makes the most sense here based on what the board looks like. You could also go edge rusher too. But like, Nick Scorton might be the only guy I would take here if I were them, but I think Matthew Golden's probably the best fit. So I'm going to go Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas, going to the Ravens. So now we get the Lions on the clock at 28th overall.
Detroit's interesting because that defense just kept taking hit after hit after hit last year.
I mean, to be honest, you could pick
with injuries
almost anywhere on their
you
defense.
You could. Man. You know what? I like Jack Sawyer here.
Jack Sawyer?
Like, that just screams Detroit Lion to me and Dan Campbell guy.
Yeah, you got an Ohio State and a Michigan guy coming off the edge on either side.
That just screams Dan Campbell. I'm going to go, Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer, edge rusher at Ohio State.
Because he's one of those dudes with attitude, man.
He does have an attitude. He's a very relentless guy.
Like, he was mad when they planted that Michigan flag. He got pissed.
He was one of the first people that was out there
trying
to fight.
You know, I give him credit, too, because he's one of those guys that had the group chat that said, hey, let's go back to Ohio State. Let's try to go and win a national title. And so I kind of like that leadership ability.
He's definitely a Dan Campbell type of player. So we got the Commanders on the clock here at 29. Man, the Commanders, their defense is bad. It's really, really bad. And, you know, when I look at what they could do on defense, I think there's a guy here that's kind of sliding a bit that I think would be a perfect fit for them.
Malachi?
No.
Or no, Nick Scorton or Tyler?
Nick Scorton. Okay. Scorton's a guy that was like top 15 for the longest.
Scorton's there.
Scorton's big. He's another guy. He's about 6'4", 280, coming off the edge there. You could probably move him inside, outside. Scorton's big. He's physical and very athletic. So, yeah, I think D-line is kind of where if you're fixing a bad defense, you got to start up front because that's how you're going to be able to win. So I'm going to go Nick Scorton here from Texas A&M, edge rusher to the Commanders. So we got Bills on the clock at 30.
Well, wide receiver, when you think of the Bills, that's what they need. But the problem is,
I don't know if there's one.
The first round type running backs, because with the Buka now off the deal, Almanor's still there. Can he get into the first round? I don't see it.
Here's where I, if it were me, I'm looking at Malachi Starks here. Their secondary was not that good.
That was a weakness for them.
They were, like, what were they, 21st against the pass this year?
That was something they had to get better at was their secondary. Because that secondary, when you played the Kansas City Chiefs right. in the playoffs.
And it's like, Damar Hamlin, I think he's a good third safety.
Yeah. It's the,
but he's not an elite safety.
Malachi Starks deserves
Taylor
to go
Rapp,
here.
Very good player. But, like, you need another safety.
Go Malachi Starks.
Malachi here. Okay.
Yeah, safety out of Georgia.
Okay, so now we got the Chiefs on the clock at 31. So there's one guy.
What? Think of this, though.
That jumps out to me.
One defensive lineman is under contract right now.
Right, and here's the thing. I think this is a very deep class.
Okay.
So I don't feel like they're...
Very deep class.
I don't feel like they need to rush, but there's one guy I've been watching film on that I really like, and I think it's hard to pass up here. Siobhan Revel Jr., cornerback out of ECU, man. This dude's 6'1". He's listed at 6'1". No, he's 6'1".
I like
it. He's 190. He's long. He gets comps to like Sauce.
I like that a lot, but I like Derek Harmon a lot.
I know you like Derek Harmon.
I like Derek Harmon a lot there.
I think you could probably get him in the second.
All right.
Yeah. I think you could probably get him in the second. I have not seen a whole lot of talk about him as a for sure first round.
And the Chiefs do have, in the third round, they do have the, it's not the they first the pick, early, it's the second.
They
66.
Get the second pick in the third round. So if they need to move up, they can. Yeah. But when I look at, because like the guys available that PFF has listed as like the top six available prospects, Amarian Hampton, I'm not taking a running back in the first round.
No.
Tyleek Williams, they don't draft Ohio State guys.
No.
Josh Connerly, I'm not taking a tackle late first round.
No.
Demetrius Knight, linebacker. I'm not taking a linebacker in the first round. And then you got Trey Amos, and then you got Siobhan. I love Siobhan Revel.
Hey, man.
This kid.
Siobhan, that's a good pick.
He's an immediate outside corner. Yeah. Immediate outside corner. And then you can move Trent McDuffie inside more, have him play in the slot. And I think like you solve your biggest problem on the defensive side, which is what are we going to do about the outside corner next year when you got Jalen Watson up for a contract, you got Joshua Williams up for a contract. Like, you're going to have to get at least one corner this year, probably another one. I think it might be smart for them to take a couple this year because I think there's some guys in the third round they can look at, like a Kobe Bryant or a Melo Dotson, KU guys. But I really like Siobhan Revel.
I do too, but I'd go there or Derek Cameron. That'd be my two choices.
Like I said, I like Derek, but
I'll subscribe to this.
Okay, so Siobhan.
I mean, they've
Revel,
got it.
So Siobhan Revel Jr., cornerback out of ECU. Like I said, just immediately you're good at corner. You're good. Your starters are you're set for the next few years. So now we get the Eagles on the clock at 32.
And keep in mind, though, as far as getting to the quarterback, I know that, you know, against the Chiefs, you know, they were able to get back. That offense is loaded. We know that. That defense is very good, too. It's the number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
They got 6 sacks against the Chiefs. They didn't blitz. Got two in the front. And they only had 2 more sacks than the Chiefs did the entire season. But getting to the quarterback, that's been a big staple of who and what they are. And, gosh, man, it's a tough one for the Eagles.
Yeah, so I like Tyleek. To play opposite Jalen
Carter. Yeah, but they're so damn loaded on defense.
They are.
But the thing is, I don't really – wide receiver's kind of what they need.
They definitely could use a wide receiver.
But I don't know if that first rounder – but again, you're basically almost picking the second round there too.
Yeah. Another guy that would be – I mean, Demetrius Knight would be interesting for them there. I think at that point, if you're in their position, it would make some sense. I mean, there's a lot of D linemen – there. I think they could use one more tackle opposite Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of where I was leaning. Jad Campbell, linebacker, is interesting, but
and don't be shocked if they trade out of this pick. Because this could be one where they trade out and like you might see some team take a risk at a quarterback or take a risk on Omarion Hampton and get that 5th year. It wouldn't shock me.
You know what? I'm gonna go Tyleek. Williams out of Ohio State defensive line.
All right. So we've just completed our NFL mock draft 1.0. It is finishing up the draft here. Okay. So to recap, we've got the Titans taking Abdul Carter first overall. Then the Browns taking Cam Ward, quarterback out of Miami. The Giants take Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado at 3rd overall. Will Campbell going to the Patriots, tackle from LSU. Then the Jags will take Mason Graham, defensive tackle from Michigan. The Raiders take Jalen Walker, outside linebacker for Georgia. The Seahawks take Travis Hunter, cornerback out of Colorado. The Panthers take Tedderoa McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Mike Green, edge rusher from Marshall, goes to the Saints. And then to round out the top 10, Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle for the Longhorns, goes to the Bears. After that, you got Josh Simmons, tackle from Ohio State, going to the 49ers. Cowboys take maybe the most obvious pick here, which is Ashton Genty, running back out of Boise State. The Dolphins take Armon Membo, tackle out of Mizzou. The Colts get one of my favorite guys.
Yeah, my favorite
for this draft class, Tyler Warren, tight end.
For my favorite pick in the first round.
The Falcons will get James Pierce Jr., edge rusher from Tennessee. Mykael Williams, edge rusher from Georgia, goes to the Cardinals, and they get a lot bigger up front in their D line. The Bengals take Walter Nolan, defensive tackle from Ole Miss. Then the Seahawks with another pick. We'll take Shamar Stewart, edge rusher from Texas A&M. So you're talking about them really beefing up their defense there for Mike McDonald. Then you've got a couple of Michigan guys going back-to-back. The Bucks will take Will Johnson, cornerback from Michigan. And then the Broncos follow up with Colston Loveland, the tight end from the Wolverines. Then at 21st overall, the Steelers.
Which would be a problem having him and Bowers in the division.
Yeah, that'd be tough there. Yeah, that'd be real tough there. And then, 21st overall, you got the Steelers taking Luther Burton III, wide receiver out of Mizzou. The Chargers take Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Then the Packers will take Benjamin Morrison, corner from Notre Dame. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan, will then go to the Minnesota Vikings. Gray Zabel, who's probably the darling from Senior Bowl week, who is listed as a tackle, but probably is going to move inside the guard. He goes to the Texans out of North Dakota State. A couple of Texas guys go back-to-back after that. At 26, the Rams will take Jahdae Barron, cornerback for the Longhorns, and then the Longhorns will also have Matthew Golden, wide receiver, go to the Baltimore Ravens. Then Ohio State has Jack Sawyer, their edge rusher, go to the Lions at 28. At 29, the Commanders will take Texas A&M Aggies edge rusher Nick Scorton. Then after that, we've got the Buffalo Bills taking safety Malachi Starks from Georgia. And then at 31st overall, Siobhan Revel Jr., cornerback out of ECU, going to the Chiefs. And then finally, defensive tackle Tyreek Williams going to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like it.
I like it, too. Some guys fell that were a little surprising, certainly like Will Johnson falling. I think Nick Scorton falling as well.
And I think the lesson here is that 31, you're looking at corner and you're looking at defensive line.
Yeah.
Because wide receiver talent, you're going to have to wait on it, because the true wide receiver talent, I believe, is going to be gone before the Chiefs draft.
Right.
So you're looking at very quality corner and also quality defensive line if that's the direction you went, because Derek Carmen is still available. They have some decisions to make. But I think what you're seeing is forget about offensive line in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you're not going to get it.
I think we've been saying that for
months.
But
corner defensive line is kind of what you're looking at.
Corner D line, I think those are the two positions you should be looking at probably the most. I think corners, like I said, I think there's good depth in corner for sure. But I think if Siobhan Revel's sitting there, I don't know how the hell.
No,
Dave Merritt is going to be pounding on the table trying to get that kid here.
100%.
He's going to be pounding on the table trying to get him there, and so will Spags too. And I think he would be best available out of what you have there for what you need. Running back is a position I think day two for sure they could address. If they take a tackle, and I've said this for months, if they take a tackle, it's going to be a project guy probably like early day three.
And when we think tight end is going to be a possibility for the Chiefs too.
Possibility.
It depends on what Kelsey does.
It depends on what Kelsey does, but it also depends on who's available.
And don't forget about Wiley coming back this year. And
right, yeah, Jared Wiley will be back, so they might not even think that they need to go get one. And they also did pay Noah Gray a three-year deal, which will kick in this year. So
but running back they do need.
Yeah, they do need running back.
It's very deep draft.
They do need a running back. They need at least one corner. This would give you that at least one corner, but you probably want to get another one. I think you probably want to get another at least one defensive tackle in this draft class. I'm thinking maybe two, depending on how the board falls. You could be looking at a Derek Harmon. You could be looking at Alfred Collins sitting there somewhere in that second round, late second, early third range. I think there's good value there overall. So that's our NFL Mock Draft 1.0. If you guys have any thoughts, hit us up on Twitter. I'm at 0-60. Bink is at 3 Guys in a Garage. You can tell us who you like in that position. If you don't think the corner is where the Chiefs should go late first, I understand that. It's not going to be the sexiest pick. But I think when you kind of look at the value there and you watch tape on this kid, he got hurt early in the season. He did tear his ACL after 3 games. But, boy, you watch his tape from 23, you watch him early, he was good. He was real good. So, and this was a guy that many people thought was going to be the best, if not second best corner in this draft class. So you're talking about a Trent McDuffie type slide, except it would be even more drastic at 31. So for Jay Binkley, I'm Christian Ocero. Next week we'll be back and we will give you our thoughts on the combine, who you should be watching out for, any news and notes that come out. We will have you lined up, and we would appreciate if you download, subscribe, give us 5 stars on whatever platform. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.